Bohemian San Francisco, The Elegant Art of Dining, by Clarence Edwards. Section 4. Some Italian Restaurants. Is everybody happy? Oh, it is only 9 o'clock, and we have got all night. It was a clear, fresh young voice, full of the joy of living, and it came from a young woman whose carefree air seemed to say of her existence as of the night, "We've got all life before us." The voice, the healthful face and vigorous form, the very live and joyous expression were all significant of the time and place. It was Sunday night, and the place was Steve Sanguinetti's, with roisterers in full swing, and every table filled, and dozens of patrons waiting along the walls, ready to take each seat as it was emptied. Here were young men and women just returned from their various picnics across the bay, to their one great event of the week, a Sunday dinner at Sanguinetti's. Over in one corner of the stifling room, on a raised platform, sat two oiled and fat negroes, making the place hideous with their ribald songs and the twanging of a guitar and banjo. When a familiar air was sounded, the entire gathering joined in chorus, and when such tunes as "There'll Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight" came, the place was pandemonium. Yet through it all, perfect order was kept by the fat proprietor, his muscular bouncer, and two policemen stationed at the doors. Noise was rather invited than frowned upon, and the only line drawn regarding conduct was the throwing of bread. Probably Steve did not want it wasted. It was all free and easy, and nobody took offense at anything said or done. In fact, if one were squeamish about such things, Sanguinetti's was no place for him or her. One found oneself talking and laughing with the people about as if they were old friends. It made no difference how you were dressed, nor how dignified you tried to be. It was all one with the crowd around the tables. If you wished to stay there in comfort, you had to be one of them, and dignity had to be left outside, or it would make you so uncomfortable that you would carry it out, to an accompaniment of laughter and jeers of the rest of the diners. So far as eating was concerned, that was not one of the considerations when discussing Sanguinetti's. It was a table d'hôte dinner served with a bottle of Dago Red for 50 cents. You gave the waiter a tip of 15 cents or 2 bits as you felt liberal, and he was satisfied. If you were especially pleased, you gave the darkies 10 cents, not because you enjoyed the music, but just because.